Chapter 8, Self-Destructive Patterns, When the Enemy is Within. Veterans face many battles after coming home. The fight doesn't always end when the uniform comes off. Sometimes the hardest battle is the one happening inside. Self-destructive patterns can sneak up slowly, making life harder without even realizing why. Understanding these patterns is the first step towards stopping them and healing relationships. Recognizing personal sabotage and why it happens. Self-sabotage happens when someone unknowingly creates problems for themselves. Veterans often face this because of the emotional weight they carry from combat. The survival mindset from military service teaches how to stay alert and protect against threats. But when that mindset continues after coming home, it can lead to unhealthy choices. Pushing away people who care is one form of sabotage. Veterans might avoid connecting with family or friends because they fear being a burden. They might convince themselves that others are better off without them. This creates a cycle where the veteran feels alone and misunderstood, even though people are trying to help. Substance abuse, risky behavior, and angry outbursts are other forms of self-sabotage. Sometimes the pain inside is so intense that numbing it with alcohol or drugs feels like the only way to cope. Reckless driving, getting into fights, or making poor financial decisions can also be signs that a veteran is trying to escape emotional pain. Some veterans sabotage their own happiness because they don't believe they deserve it. Survivor's guilt is common among those who have lost fellow service members in combat. A veteran might feel guilty for being alive when others didn't make it. This guilt can lead to the belief that happiness or success is undeserved, making it easier to push away opportunities for love and stability. The damage of emotional detachment and shutting people out. Emotional detachment is a defense mechanism. In combat, turning off emotions can be necessary for survival. Soldiers are trained to stay calm and focused, even in life-threatening situations. But when that emotional wall remains up after coming home, it can hurt relationships. Loved ones might feel shut out or rejected. A spouse or partner may try to connect emotionally, only to be met with silence or coldness. It is not that the veteran doesn't care. It's that they've trained themselves not to feel too deeply. Emotions were dangerous on the battlefield, and opening up again feels like a risk. Shutting people out creates distance in relationships. Over time, this distance can lead to resentment and frustration. A partner might feel like they are walking on eggshells, unsure how to break through the wall. Friends might stop reaching out after being pushed away too many times. Emotional detachment can also affect parenting. A veteran might struggle to show warmth and affection to their children. They might stay emotionally distant because they fear getting hurt if something happens to them. This creates confusion for the children, who might not understand why their parent seems uninterested or cold. Over time, emotional detachment can become a pattern that's hard to break. The veteran might believe that staying distant is better because it prevents emotional pain. But this pattern leaves both the veteran and their loved ones feeling isolated and disconnected. Signs that a veteran is spiraling into self-destruction. It's not always easy to recognize self-destructive behavior. Sometimes it looks like someone is just having a bad day or feeling stressed. But when patterns of self-destruction begin to take over, there are clear signs to watch for. Increased isolation is one of the biggest warning signs. A veteran who starts avoiding family gatherings, skipping phone calls, and retreating into themselves might be heading down a dangerous path. When someone feels overwhelmed by their thoughts and emotions, cutting off contact can seem like the easiest solution. Mood swings and emotional outbursts are another sign. A veteran might go from calm to angry in seconds over something small. They might lash out at a partner or child without understanding why. These emotional swings often come from unresolved pain and frustration bubbling under the surface. Substance abuse is a major red flag. Drinking more often, misusing medications, or turning to illegal drugs are all signs that a veteran is trying to numb emotional pain. Over time, this behavior can lead to addiction, creating even more problems in relationships and daily life. Neglecting personal care is also a warning sign. A veteran who stops showering, eating regularly, or caring about their appearance might be struggling with depression or hopelessness. When someone no longer feels like they matter, self-care becomes unimportant. Avoiding responsibilities is another signal that something is wrong. A veteran who stops showing up to work, misses appointments, or ignores important tasks might feel overwhelmed by life. Avoiding responsibilities can be a way to escape feelings of pressure or failure. Sleep problems are common among veterans spiraling into self-destruction. Trouble falling asleep, waking up frequently, or sleeping too much can signal emotional turmoil. Nightmares and flashbacks may make sleep feel unsafe, causing veterans to avoid rest altogether. Some veterans might express thoughts of hopelessness, or even mention feeling like they're a burden to others. These statements should never be ignored. When someone starts believing that the world would be better off without them, immediate help is needed. Breaking the cycle of self-destruction. Recognizing self-destructive patterns is the first step toward breaking them. It takes courage to face these behaviors and understand where they come from. Veterans need to know that asking for help is not weakness, it's strength. Therapy and counseling can help veterans process their experiences and learn healthier coping methods. Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, CBT, and other trauma-focused therapies can help veterans challenge negative thoughts and reframe how they see themselves. Connecting with other veterans can also be healing. Knowing that others have faced similar struggles helps veterans feel less alone. Support groups offer a safe space to share experiences and learn from others who understand the challenges of transitioning back to civilian life. Family support plays a huge role in breaking self-destructive patterns. Loved ones need to know that their efforts to reconnect are valued, even if the veteran struggles to show it. Open communication, patience, and understanding are key to rebuilding trust and closeness. Replacing unhealthy habits with positive ones helps veterans regain control. Physical activity, creative hobbies, and mindfulness practices can help manage stress and improve mental health. Learning new skills or returning to school can give veterans a sense of purpose and accomplishment. Breaking self-destructive patterns takes time and effort. There will be setbacks along the way, but progress is possible. Veterans need to know that they are not alone. They are not weak for struggling. Healing begins when they stop fighting themselves and allow others to walk alongside them.